And we're told here in verse 8, and David and all Israel played before God with all their might, with singing and with harps, with psalteries, with timbrels, with cymbals, with trumpets. David is a great musician. And believe me, this was an occasion of real joy. But it was all interrupted. Why? Well, because they're doing it wrong. They're not giving the right testimony. Verse 9, and when they came unto the threshing floor of Chidon, and that was Nacon back in the book of 2 Samuel, it's all the same, Uzzah put forth his hand to hold the ark, for the oxen stumbled. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah. He smote him because he put his hand to the ark, and there he died before God. Now, somebody said, well, this is certainly a severe sort of thing. Man just put his hand there. Well, may I say to you, to begin with, the ark shouldn't have been on that cart. And you don't need Uzzah to steady it. You see, there are a lot of folk today that are putting their hand in the Lord's work where they ought not to put their hands. They're interfering with the Lord's work. I wish today that I was privileged or could take the time and tell you about the many instances I've seen where men probably meant well, but they're not doing it God's way. And as a result, why, may I say to you, that God intervenes there and blessing does not come. And so in this particular case, well, this man is put out of the way. Now, David was displeased by it. He's displeased just as much as you would be. And as much as the critic is today, because the Lord had made a breach upon Uzzah. Wherefore, that place is called Perez Uzzah to this day. It was the breach of Uzzah. And David was afraid of God that day, saying, how shall I bring the ark of God home to me? And how often that we attempt to do the thing our own way, and then when we fail, we blame it on God. How am I going to do this for the Lord? I'll do it God's way. Turn it over to him. And that's what he finally had to do. And the ark of God remained with the family of Obed-Edom in his house 3 months. And the Lord blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that he had.